federal treasurer says it'll take the government longer than promised to get back into surplus. Joe Hockey says the deficit he'll unveil on Monday in the mid-year budget update will be worse than the figure of around $30 billion that he forecast in May. He's blaming the blowout on a combination of the Senate's refusal to pass some savings measures and the fall in commodity prices. Mr. Hockey says Monday's update will include new savings measures, but he insists they are modest and won't hurt the economy. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Mr. Hockey's told Sky the budget will be in a worse position because of the dramatic fall in export prices.
We've faced some significant headwinds this year. Obviously, the global economy has come off a bit. Iron ore prices have dropped dramatically, and we've had some opposition in the Senate that's made it harder. The terms of trade, which reached a peak under Labor, have been coming off dramatically, and best evidence of that is the fact that iron ore has dropped from $93 a tonne around the time I gave the budget to around $60 a tonne now. Now, we rely more on iron ore export income than Australia ever has before. It's about a fifth of our exports. So when you see a dramatic price fall in commodities, it now hits our bottom line harder than previously.
So the figures out on Monday will show a bigger budget deficit forecast for next year than the $30 billion predicted in May. But Mr. Hockey says it's not all bad news.
The fact is that it is fundamentally strong. I think, there's no doubt in my mind that the Australian economy has a good trajectory. And we are saying that on Monday when we released our budget. There is a good trajectory there. Job ads are strong. You're starting to see the flow of a massive infrastructure program, which we've announced, come into play. And next year you're going to see cranes all over the country, and that's a positive sign of growth. You're also seeing very good demand for export, even though prices aren't as strong as they should be. Demand for exports is very strong, volumes are very strong, and you're also going to see very strong housing construction next year as well.
Joe Hockey's May budget was an unpopular announcement, and some key parts didn't make it through the Senate. Monday's update will include more savings measures.
Whatever spending cuts we announce on Monday, they will have no negative impact on the Australian economy.
So there will be additional
spending
cuts?
There'll be savings.
New ones that we haven't
heard
about.
There will be savings. There has to be savings, but they'll have no negative impact on the Australian economy.
And these are ones not announced back in the budget?
They're modest savings overall, because our spending expenditure is very modest. So new spending, we're offsetting with new savings, and the savings we're announcing are not going to have a negative impact on the Australian economy.
Mr. Hockey will be factoring in measures that haven't passed the upper house, including the higher education changes that were rejected last week.
Labor included changes to private health insurance that were knocked off twice by the Senate before they were approved for the third time. A budget is a plan, and we are determined to stick with our plan to strengthen the Australian economy.
The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says that calls the honesty of the numbers into question. Mr. Bowen also highlights that the Prime Minister's new position on paid parental leave means some uncertainty about how that will be factored in.
He needs to make sure it's an honest document, a document which truly reflects the state of the books. It shouldn't reflect measures that have no chance of passing the Parliament. We don't know how he will deal with paid parental leave. The Prime Minister has humiliatingly walked away from his signature policy and said, "We'll get back to you with details shortly." Well, that's not good enough for a policy which will cost $20 billion. We need to see the details, and we need to see them reflected in this mini-budget, which will be released by all reports on Monday.
Mr. Hockey says the government will be working harder next year.
I think there'll be more of a conversation with the Australian people about the challenges that lie ahead and how we all need to work together to address those challenges. This year we were focused on outcomes rather than process. We made a mistake. I mean, I fully accept that we could have done more marketing. We could have spent more time explaining what we were doing to the Australian people, and we should have. But we were so focused on getting the outcomes that strengthen the economy, that build more jobs, that we neglected the conversation. And in 2015, you're going to see more of a conversation, more community engagement. We're going to work harder with the Australian people to lay down the plans for our future growth.
Mr Bowens pounced on that, saying Mr Hockey's admitted his budget sell has been a complete shambles. He says it's not a problem of marketing, but one of the substance of the budget.
Louise Yaxley.